It's time for the Alex Smith Report.
Hey, from the jump, let's go. Come on, let's go. Hey, keep communicating, huh? Snap down calls.
Here we go. Z comeback, indigo, half right strong, 40.
Alex Smith.
Line 80, fighting set.
The shotgun, Alex Smith. Fires it off to Jordan Reed. Oh. Stretches his arm across the goal line, and it's a Redskins touchdown. What a play.
Smith under center. Tony Bergstrom takes. Play action fake. He's got time. He's floating it down the middle, looking for Richardson at the 10. Goes down at the 5, caught, and into the end zone for a Redskins touchdown. Saints with a four-man front. Alex Smith, yes. Quarterback sneak. He takes it in for a Redskins touchdown. Great call. Smith takes, pumps, going over the middle, looking for Vernon Davis. Caught! Redskins touchdown! Smith to throw, under heat, over the middle, fires. Caught! Caught a Redskins touchdown right over the middle. Paul Richardson.
The sneak, the QB sneak call made me we are a QB sneaking machine.
You are.
Have you noticed?
Yeah, man. I'll tell you man, what. I like that call.
We are some.
You know what? That you know, that shows you you got to find a way to get something like that done, because that means so much to your confidence. You know you can get that yard. But you know what concerned me a little bit? It looked like those guys were trying to break your back. I hadn't seen those two guys in front of you. You had
Ryan. Did you see Anderson. That play?
Yeah, that's a new formation.
With Anti?
Just it was right Tanaseki.
Yes.
And, yeah, right, and I figure that they're just going to take your head off from behind.
That plays basically the human rugby scrum.
Yes.
And I'm the ball.
Yes.
You know? And which side's going to win?
Yeah.
That's basically what that play is. And we practiced that a couple times. And you can't really practice QB sneaks in practice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that doesn't happen. So they're kind of, for everybody out there, you snap the ball and everybody tiptoes. Like, you don't actually go to the ground and tackle and practice in a game week. So you kind of. It's hard to ever get a feel for what that play is going to be like. And I kind of thought we had that as like a specialty play. Like, I never thought that would get called. And when and as soon as he called the personnel, I knew it was coming in, because it was a unique personnel. And I thought, no way are we running this right now.
They could just pick you up and just throw you.
No, that's basically like my coaching point for myself on the play was like, well, don't go. I just want to stay upright, because I want to not go down, because the whole point is we got more manpower.
Yes.
And like I said, I'm the ball. Just let them take me. And it worked. Those guys did a great job, and the guys up front, obviously, with them.
Are guys like grabbing at you in that?
Oh, I mean, yeah, like the first one we ran.
Grabbing your neck or
yes,
like choking
yes.
you and stuff?
The first one, and my favorite is the first one. Like, we got the first down there off on the first QB sneak. The play's over, but every linebacker under there, like Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis, are both trying to like rip at the ball and take it. Like, the play's over. Mm-hmm. You know, you're laying under there, they're trying to get the bodies off, and all these guys are trying to rake at the ball. And I got it, you know, and they're like, there's a lot of talking going on underneath there. Yeah. Yeah, which is, I mean, it's fun to get in there every now and then as a quarterback. You don't get down in the bottom of those piles that often.
So. We like it, man. Yeah. We like the quarterback.
That's good.
Snake.
Chance.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a whole new look for us.
We're going to have to get the stat, because I think your success rate has got to be 100, right?
This year, thus far, yeah, we've had a few. Yep.
Well, here comes your fullback in the door right now, Ryan Anderson.
Yeah, there he is. There he is. good football player.
Right. Yeah.
Just a ball, you know?
I'll tell get him you what, in on these Alabama line. Guys, man, they'll do whatever it takes to win.
Ball.
I mean, I like Jonathan Allen's attitude after the game. He was all business. He wasn't even going to celebrate after that game. He's like, Dallas is next. We got to focus.
I love it. It was my hope, I think, that sense of urgency just kind of stays with us. One result of last week, I think, that sense of urgency, that mindset, you know, just kind of just stays with us now, you know, and we'll see.
Saw you with your kids after the game on the field.
Yeah, I went down there. That's kind of trying to make that a usual deal. My kids love coming to the game, and my boys, I think, look forward the most is post-game. I go out on the field. The stadium's empty, and I take them out on the field, and we all go out there, and they run around and pretend and wrestle and tackle each other, and they race and do all the kind of stuff. But it's fun. It's fun to get them out there. I never imagined when I started playing this. You know, I was 20 when I got drafted. I never imagined that I'd have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old. My 7-year-old might remember watching these, you know. So that it's so crazy to get to do that, and they come to the games, and I never imagined that I would play long enough to have kids that come watch it. So
what a contrast, though. He's taking a quarterback sneak, and they're trying to gouge his eyeballs out. And then after the game, you're on the field playing with the kids. I mean, wow.
What and my boys are trying to gouge each other down. They literally, that's what they're trying to do down there. And they love it. I mean, there's like the paint all over them. And
That's the best.
Yeah, it's cool. It's one of the fun things.
Anytime you get one out of the 16, it feels good. But, I mean, just the way that game kind of unfolded, it felt like it was, you really had to, I mean, a lot of your games so far, it's been kind of one direction.
Yeah.
And this is the first game where it's really went down to the wire.
Yeah, and it was a great team win. I thought every phase of the game had a big hand in winning it. But then defense, to have the big stand, to look up in the fourth quarter and the stadium's rocking.
That was finally.
And defense with a huge stop. That's what the NFL is about, though. I mean, like you said, these games are so huge. One game is such a big deal. And that feeling, right, I think for every single person in the stadium, in your gut, right, that feeling of being alive. Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing this. That's why the game is so great. You have to embrace that feeling, I think. You got to love it. And so very, very cool. Those are things I think you stay with you forever, you know, that you look up and that the stadium's just
When the ball dropped incomplete on fourth down.
That celebration. Cool. Yeah. I mean, I think that's what, you know, everybody sacrifices so much and puts in so much, all in an effort to make the play to help us win, you know, and just to see the sheer joy, certainly the guys out there on the field on defense to make the play. They help, you know, to see them running around, swag running around. I mean, it's fun. That's why you're playing.
You know, I actually saw you on the bench there as that drive was happening, and for some reason I looked over and you took the play sheet from Kevin.
Yeah.
At one point. So what was your mindset in terms of, depending on when they scored, are you already thinking about what can we run if we've got to get there?
That's exactly what I'm going through, and I always feel like it's so easy to get caught up in the game, and then all of a sudden, hey, they did score and go up one, and all of a sudden now, I mean, it flipped, mm-hmm. and you're like, well, man, I just wasted 10 minutes watching a drive.
Right.
So for me, it is getting my thoughts together. You know, the what if, always planning for that what if. What if we got to flip the coin and we got to go win the game for us on offense? So I think it's come with practice. When I was young, I didn't always do that, but over the years it's helped.
Well, I think we're finding the formula, right? AP's doing a great job. Get a couple touchdown passes. There's one missing ingredient. It's the third quarter. The third quarter is the missing ingredient, and how you can't explain that, really, can you?
No,
I mean, other teams get long term possessions. I get it, but just sooner or later, you would think that.
You can't put too much stock into that. I think a lot of coincidence and little things that would lead to a stat like that. Hopefully we would change that quick. But I think there is some truth to a little bit the bigger picture. We do need to be more consistent. On offense, I do think you hit the nail on the head, though. We got to keep getting better. It's about figuring out who we are. I think week in and week out, that journey, and continuing to grow as these weeks keep going. You know, you find ways to win, but you got to keep growing and keep getting better. You only want the stage to get bigger, you know, and that's what you're working for, right? And this week's a great example. I mean, the stage only gets bigger, but that's what you want. That's why that's what you're hoping for. And so we have to keep improving. I think we're going to be our best on offense, no question, when we're balanced. I mean that's every offense. So.
Yeah, well, it's looking pretty good.
All right, let's take a second to talk about McCarthy Services. Do you need a new heating and cooling system as the weather gets colder? Call the experts at McCarthy Services, where you can instantly save up to $1,600. Act now, and they'll even add in a free Nest thermostat and Nest Protect smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. You can even have this new brand new system for payments as low as $99 per month for your new heating and cooling system. Call the experts now at McCarthy Services, making it work, making it right.
Redskins Recon with Alex Smith.
We're going forward.
Everybody's going to take their licks in this game. It's not easy. And I think the guys that were mentally tough, that kept getting back up, that kept going at it, finding a way, getting better, never stopped improving in all aspects. I think I've strived to do that. I think I still strive to do that. It never ends. You kind of continue the chase.
Cowboys week, huh?
Cowboys week.
You saw the signs.
It's everywhere. They're everywhere. Like you said, I mean, it was immediately right after the game.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like we celebrated for about 5 minutes, and then it was pretty quickly on to the next. And I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. I liked it. Sports are about rivalry, and nothing gets better than these ones that have been around a long, long time. And this for me, my first taste of it, I'm excited. But like I said, I think the greatest thing about sports are these long, long historical rivalries. You think about every, you know.
Has anybody filled you in about the rivalry? Anybody, or you're a very perceptive guy. You probably just.
I think I've been aware of it a little bit. I probably don't know a ton of the details over the years or anything like that. I mean, I know it's a big rivalry, though. Yeah.
It's big, man.
Well, you add in, so for it being week seven, I mean, it's your first division game.
Yes.
Playing for first place. Both teams coming off very big wins. Yeah. They arguably the most surprising win of the weekend.
Yeah,
just the way it unfolded, it kind of has put a lot of layers into this one.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, first division game, these games. Mm-hmm. We just talked about every week's important. Well, right. I mean, they're almost doubly important when they're division weeks. They matter so much, the head-to-head. Not only can you get a win, but you can give a division team a loss. So huge, lot on the line. I'm excited for it. You know, the intensity always gets ramped up. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the atmosphere is going to be awesome. So excited for it. Like I said, division games always. I mean, that's where it starts. We talk about punching your ticket to the dance. I mean, the easiest way to do that is winning your division. That's how you guarantee your ticket to the dance. So starts this week for us.
So what do you think of their defense, man? I mean, you got a challenge. I mean, every week's a tough challenge, but they're pretty
good. Yeah, they're good. They are good, and they're really good. I'm sure they'll be looking a lot at that Indy tape. You know, he was a kind of Dallas disciple that was there.
Yep.
And they had some success against us. And these guys are just coming off. They just, you know, dominated the game against Jacksonville. Big challenge for us. They're really good up front, good D line. They make you prepare for a lot. They're good at the linebacker level as well. They can run. They're athletic. So big task for us. Big challenge. We gotta be ready to roll.
You hope that you're gonna have some guys back, of course, Jameson and Chris, namely. But you know, what were your thoughts on the guys that filled in? You had a lot of different guys play roles. I mean, Capri, you know, played a lot of snaps.
Yeah.
Michael Floyd out there. Mo Harris. Those.
Yeah,
guys.
Mo moving inside. I thought did a great job. That's such a big part of this offense. Like you said, Michael Floyd, quick, made a couple big third down catches that were kind of contested catches, strong catches. Good football teams have that. They have depth. The guys step in. It's not too big. They're ready to make plays. And I thought Sunday was a great example of that. Certainly we hope to get back healthy always and have all your guys. Those guys stepped up big. Certainly I think our tight ends, we were in a bunch of tight end sets. Because of that, felt good with those guys on the field, and those guys did a big job for us as well.
You think Jordan Reed was going to catch that ball?
The one-hander? I mean, I love that he did. I mean, it's one of those ones you let go, you know, because it's third down. You love, I mean, there's these plays in practice. You drop back, and it's a clean pocket, and you get to take your hitch and throw a guy. And then you get in these games on Sunday, and that's not the case.
Right.
A lot of times you're throwing these. Jordan's not even looking at me when I'm throwing that ball. I'm trying to move so I don't get the ball tipped and throw it kind of sidearm. The ball comes out, you know, 3 feet too high. You're just thinking, you're like, oh my God, he's not even going to see it. The ball's going to sail. There's three defenders behind him who probably will, you know, and Jordan goes up with one hand, snags it,
makes a move.
Yeah, immediately comes down, makes a move, probably gets the first on film, but put us in a position there on fourth down to
keep his spot. I thought that could have been challenged, but you know, it all worked out pretty good.
He caught it, and then he never used the other hand, though. Like, he caught it and tucked it with one hand, and then just kept going. When I watched it later, I was like,
sweet.
It's ridiculous.
Sweet play.
Body control.
As a quarterback, you know, you're just like, the inches, right, that go into that, and for him to go up and make that snag
Speaking of inches play, the ball that ended up in Trent Williams' arms.
Oh
also
man.
An incredible play, too.
Well, yeah, both sides of the ball. I forgot they had one. You know, they had the same thing. We had a sack fumble on them, ball bouncing around. Their O-lineman picks it up.
Yeah, that's right.
But ours, for Trent to have the awareness to not only get on the ball and get it.
Before it hit the ground.
But to go get some yards, and I mean, that allowed us to kick the field goal.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Those are plays you look back on. Big plays in games and like that one. I mean, a weird position. Trent never would have imagined all of a sudden he's going to be a ball carrier.
Right.
That's going to be the play that may help define a game. So
we're going to have some fun later on cues for the QB. But you mentioned the crowd at the end of the game.
Yeah.
We felt it. How do you feed off of that? How do you deal with the noise? In fact, these days we go to stadiums and it's noisy when the home team has the ball sometimes too.
Yeah.
You get a lot of crossover fans in all these stadiums. Do you do anything before a game differently when it's a game like that, or do you just try to do the same thing every game?
Not at home. No, I think at home. Yeah, you're certainly aware that in a short yardage situation or a goal line situation, based on the energy that play is going to have, that even at home, fans are going to get excited and maybe yelling, you know? Usually it's not enough to, you can't overcome it. There's nothing better than, I know what it's like to be out there on the road and dealing with crowd noise in a big situation and how hard it is to operate with that. And so to look up in that fourth quarter with them driving and our fans are going nuts, that stadium was rocking, our defense is feeding off of that.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see that, there's nothing better in that situation to look up and to feel that energy in the stadium. From the fans, so gonna need him again this week. Gonna need him out there.
So, what'd you say before you took that final knee in the huddle?
Oh, I mean, I can't remember. I probably said a bunch of goofy stuff. Somebody got to call the play. The victory, the play is called. I think that's kind of universal.
Right.
The victory, take a knee. But guys are all jacked. That's also one. That's the best play in football.
Yeah.
On offense, best play.
You win it.
Yeah.
All right, as we celebrate another Redskins season, the Virginia Lottery hopes that you'll join them in celebrating their own 30th birthday, because every time you buy a lottery ticket, you're supporting another team, Virginia Public Schools. Since 1988, the Virginia Lottery has raised over $9 billion for education, a victory they couldn't have achieved without their loyal players. So on behalf of the Virginia Lottery, thank you, Virginia, for making their 30th season a winner. To help kick off the 30th birthday, the lottery is recognizing extraordinary Virginia Public School graduates through their Made in Virginia program. If you know a Virginia graduate you'd like to recognize as outstanding in their career or community, nominate them for the Made in Virginia Award. Winners will get money to award to the Virginia Public School of their choice. Entry period ends October 12th. For more details, go to madeinvirginia.com.
Time for Q's for the QB.
Are there any questions?
Be curious. Not suspicious.
Any questions?
Question things. Ask.
Come on, guys. There's no such thing as a stupid question.
How do you think this place would look with a fireplace in here?
I knew it was coming up sometime.
That's it.
I knew it.
That's okay. But you know what is coming up? Halloween's coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Cues for the QB this week. We have just one question.
Okay.
What will Alex Smith be for Halloween this year? Because there are some incredible
ones. I don't think we can reveal just yet. I mean, that's part of the deal. It's been a hot topic with my family for about 2 months now, leading up to this. A lot of different ideas. My kids are heavily involved in this process.
You're right, Larry. So let's start. This is 2012, Captain America.
Yeah, now, Captain America, to me, that's a very, very... That's an appropriate outfit for a starting quarterback in the NFL.
So we did this. This was like, first. I mean, this is my oldest son. He's like one here. Our first, like, kind of real Halloween. He understood. We're all dressed up. We're kind of themed. It's fun. This is like the start of it.
All right, so we had another. We had another kid.
We go full.
This is my second son's present now. We go full. We let my oldest son pick. He was really into Mickey Mouse. So he's Mickey. My wife's Minnie. My younger son in this Donald Duck outfit. Poor guy, man. But like somehow I get this giant Goofy outfit. Yeah.
I don't like that one.
We still have this. this thing is enormous. Full body costume. Somehow I keep getting these full body.
Yeah, but that's not a good look for you, man.
All right, so 2014. Are you part of the Ninja Turtles?
Went Ninja Turtle. Yep, we did do this. My kids do Ninja Turtles. You can tell all the different phases they're in. They're in the Ninja Turtles. My wife's April O'Neil. Notice like her high end costume here, and she just stuck me with this Shredder outfit deal. I don't know. I mean, this was my least favorite of all of them.
But now we move into the makeup, and the makeup starts to be incredible.
Yeah, we're getting like this thing's starting to build now. This Halloween tradition of ours. Now my kids are into Toy Story, and I get designated. I'm not making this decision. I get designated. I'm going to be the Green Army Soldier, and I get full face paint.
It's good. It might not be my favorite, but I like that a lot.
Part of this derived from the year before when I did get mad at my wife, like that she shafted me with the like $5, $5 like cheap Shredder, and I'm like, well, you guys are all decked out. Why do I? I mean, at least if we're gonna do this, let's do it right.
Yeah, come on.
So then she's like, fine, you're gonna go full body, you know, face paint green.
It's but good, though. It's she good. You kind of blend in, and it's a very manly thing, you know?
She took it to another level, though.
And this is my favorite.
They're just mounting. So then this
Why so serious?
Yeah, well, then we did this. We're like, my sons are, then they're into the Batman, and we decided we're kind of doing throwback Batman, though. We're not doing, like, this isn't like the Christian Bale, you know,
the cartoon
Dark Knight. Yeah, this is kind of, well, like the old, like, 50s one, and because we kind of figured it would be less scary. Right, like, okay I'll be the Joker. This is, well, the crazy thing is, like, so I felt like somehow I turned out, my kids were terrified of me. My wife too, like, we came out on Christmas after, like, my wife did that. We come out and it freaked my kids out. My middle son was freaked out.
Oh,
my wife scared him.
You traumatized your child on Halloween?
Yeah, we did. So, we'll see.
How quickly did you get the green out of your hair, though?
Actually, that all came out pretty easy.
Okay, I was going to say, because you're, like, going back to work. I mean, you're not going to show up at the facility with the green hair.
Well, that would be good if you showed up at the facility on Halloween like that or something similar.
I don't even know what day of the week is it. I'm not sure.
It's on a Wednesday.
Okay.
It's 2 weeks from this coming Wednesday. Okay. So. But you know what?
This will be short-lived. You know, I got little kids, so we'll see how long this lasts. But it's fun. Been fun over the last few years.
I think.
Your neighborhood isn't the best for trick-or-treating.
No, we got it. That's not part of this whole new thing. We're trying to figure out where is the best.
You come over my side of the road. You come over my side of the road.
We need some sidewalks. There's a lot. Houses not too far apart.
Yes.
There's no sidewalks by us. It's
no, come over my side. And you know what? We'll give you the whole bowl of candy. If the costume is great, we'll reward the dad.
I remember that.
We'll reward the dad with some extra stuff, some extra candy. So you were here today for the annual Survivors Luncheon.
Yes, yep.
And I want to get your opinion of that, because you've been in a lot of locations. You have your own foundation.
Yep.
And in the coming weeks, we really want to focus on your foundation a little bit. When you're ready, I know that you want to get footballs first right now, and that's the way it should be. But you got a big foundation, put a lot of effort to helping kids. This is a different cause. You saw how decked out the stadium was with pink.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably more than you've experienced.
I just love that the organization here, starting with our owner, certainly starting with Tanya, they're not half-stepping this, right? This isn't something that's like just for the cameras and they're like dipping their toe in. And, you know, no, this is like an all-out. This means a ton to them. They've picked something that means a lot to them, and they set out to make a difference. And so for me, that's the biggest thing. I think being around a lot of charities and all of them, big, little, all the stuff in between, I think you really appreciate the ones that are sincere, right? And they're set out to make a difference, and that's what's going on here. This means a ton to them, and so for me to come in to see the stadium on Sunday, this is something that the NFL has obviously taken on with October, and then to be a part of this event, I didn't know a lot about it. It's my first year. See Chris get up there and speak from the heart about his mom.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law is a survivor, and this is something that's touched everybody. And so, and my wife to be a part of this, to come in and to see how genuine it is. I mean, to give, they had full access. I mean, we were in the locker room today, training room, weight room. I mean, these ladies had full access to the entire building today. Got pampered here, full makeup, food. I mean, there was clothes down there, full makeover thing. So it was very, very cool. Event to be a part of today, and I think going back to this whole thing, though, for me, when I first started this, that was my big mission when I first started my foundation about foster youth. I didn't want to half step this. I wanted, like, let's pick something to make a difference, right? I didn't want it just to be some generic spread thin. Hey, it's for the kids. What are we actually doing? I wanted to make a difference. And for me, we locked in on foster youth, and specifically adolescent foster youth. These are kids that are in high school, transitioning into adulthood. It's a very kind of messy time period for a lot of these kids that are dealing with a ton of things, as you can imagine, in their life. And something that I've really kind of gotten into with my family, I look forward to bringing it here, helping these kids get on their feet, continue their education, give them the guidance to not be on their own, so that they can kind of transition into becoming successful adults. You can't do it on your own. When I turned 18, my parents didn't, you know, ship me off, and that was it. And my parents are still they're there today, you know, if I need them. And a lot of, I had a ton of support. And so for me, it's about providing that kind of support for these kids that don't really have that as they, like I said, as they transition into their early adulthood, and trying to help them get their feet on the ground, not have to deal with the things these kids deal with, which is just really kind of surviving. you know, and help them focus on their education, further in their education. What do they want to do? What do they want to become? They don't have to worry about where their meal's coming from, where they're going to sleep that night, those types of things. So yeah, it's been great. I look forward to hear, you know, as the season progresses and even as we get into the off season, bringing it here to the DMV area.
Well, kudos to you and your family. You can hear the passion in your voice when you talk about it. So well done, sir.
Yeah, thank
well
you.
Done. 11th hour, coming up next.
Are uninvited pests ruining your plans? Let PMSI, the pest control partner of the Washington Redskins, handle it for you. Call today for your free inspection, and they'll work around your schedule to provide you the best solution possible to defend your home territory against pests of all kinds, including mold. Visit mypmsi.com for the game plan to control the pests on your home turf. That's mypmsi.com.
11th hour.
It's Dallas week. Yeah. You guys know that?
No.
It's Dallas week. It's written all over the building.
Minuski had him up how early? It was like...
probably 7 a.m. Yeah. Monday morning.
Yeah.
But this is the way it is around here. You'll see. You'll see. You'll see that this runs deep. Real deep. With the fans, obviously, there's a lot of history here and another chapter to be written on.
Well, Sunday. And a part of it now here, too. I mean, Ryan Kerrigan talked about this yesterday. 0 for the last four.
Yeah.
I haven't beaten them since 2015. So this is, I mean, this really is, we talked about a lot of layers involved with this, but I mean, there's another one.
And at home. Not a
yeah, Colt mentioned it to me too right after the game. Same thing, kind of that, you know, the history that's gone on here, even just for the last few years with him being a part of it. And like I said, I from afar, this will be my first real taste of being involved in it, but excited for it. Like I said, this is why you're playing the game. This is what it's all about. Both teams coming off big wins. Excited for it. It'd be a big challenge. They're a good football team, you know, so we got our work cut out for us and see if we can handle it.
Find a way. Hopefully we're talking 4-2 when
That's
we meet
right.
again next
That's
week.
That's right, with some more calls.
Your Redskins 365 update for this Tuesday, October 16th. No action for the Redskins here today. They'll be back in practice tomorrow. Prior to practice, Alex Smith will speak to the media at noon. You can catch that live on the Redskins social platforms and Redskins.com. And then also, after practice, 2:50, Jay Gruden will speak to the media as well as the Redskins prepare for Cowboys week. For everything you need to know, Redskins.com, @Redskins on Twitter, and of course on Facebook, Instagram, and the Redskins app.